Milo's Pro Rewards members. Go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Truth.
Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens of the world. How you doing? This is Samuel Tolley. In this episode of Trusting the Truth, unfortunately, I want to talk about another cowardly black man. I've been running across a lot, well, lots of them. And when I say, I'm talking about people I know personally. People that like to run and they like to hit and run and hide. And this is a person that I grew up with. And he did exactly that. He hit and ran and hid. And I tried to reach out to him personally. I wanted to talk to him privately. I wanted to give him every opportunity for us to meet one-on-one and discuss what he had to say. Well, he never responded to me. And if he would have responded to me privately, I would have never decided to go public with what he put out there publicly. But since he didn't respond, then I'm going to go out there public and I'm going to respond publicly to him what I plan to say privately. But first, before I show what he stated, I want to talk about what triggered him. And I found that there are certain things that trigger black liberal Democrats. And their default position, by and large, is they scream Trump. And if they can't scream Trump, then they go into the ad hominem attacks, which means attacking me personally. But what they never do is look directly at the problem if it in any way implicates the Democrat Party. And I believe the Democrat Party is who they really worship, not the God of the Bible. And I'm talking about those that claim to be Christians. But before we get into it any further, there was a short video clip I, recently presented that showed a black woman talking about how she was selling her food truck to an illegal alien. And the illegal alien that she found out was getting money from the federal government. I've posted many things recently about illegal aliens. And there's many other people, and I've received many of these posts that I put out from other people. I try to credit everybody who I get it from. And I mean, I posted things, and I've seen posts where illegal aliens were getting thousands of dollars in cash and EBT cards being put up in hotels. I even saw a video recently where they're evicting certain black people. Well, not evicting. They're letting their leases run out of black people in a certain community or hotel or something. And they're letting their leases run out and they're not renewing them because the illegal aliens are getting a subsidy from the city or county that is larger than the amount of lease money the black people would have. And they're talking about some of these black folks are going into the shelters that the illegal aliens were in before I go any further. Let's look at this video.
I need this message to go out to our vice president who's running for president. I have heard all over social media about, excuse me if I say anything wrong, immigrants getting loans, money. It was hard for me to believe. It was just extremely hard for me to believe. I've been in business such a long time. Back in 2019, I purchased my first food truck. It cost me over $25,000. I paid it cash money. I worked hard to pay for this truck. I'm now selling it because I'm doing other things, but I'm selling it. I had a guy come to look at purchasing my vehicle or my food truck. And he explained to me he's an illegal immigrant. He has no credit. He has no money in the bank. But he showed me his paperwork that he will receive funds to purchase my food truck. I'm thankful that he's buying it.
Let me just stop here for a second. You listen to what she said? This woman purchased a food truck with $25,000 that she earned and she worked hard to get together. Apparently, she's an entrepreneur. She's not going out of business. She's doing something else. So she wants to sell the food truck. And she received an offer from an acknowledged, he's not hiding the fact, from an acknowledged illegal alien who's getting the money through the bank. No credit, not a citizen, not here legally, but they're going to give him the money to buy her food truck. They're setting him up. Let's continue.
But I'm hurt that I work so hard to pay cash for my food truck. I have good credit, can't even get a business loan because of the color of my skin.
I don't know anything about this. She can't get a business loan because of the color of her skin. I don't know where she is or where she applied, or maybe she ran into some bad creditors or whatever. I don't know. I'm not even trying to justify that or acknowledge it. I want to talk about this illegal person who is benefiting where American citizens are not.
I have veterans in my family. I'm a veteran. I've been self-employed for so long. But somebody, please tell me, how do I work so hard to have somebody who comes to this country, not long, no credit, and he shows me paperwork where they'll be funding him money to buy my food truck. And when I talked to the bank, they told me usually they have to go straight to a dealership because, you know, I'm a private sale. But for special circumstances, they're going to, you know, they allow it. But I need my president to tell me why I worked so hard all these years, all these decades. Couldn't get a business loan, but I bust my ass to get the money to create my business. And we got immigrants coming here. And they're getting money. Money! We're doing nothing but just being here. It's not right, and I want answers.
Here, this woman, a United States citizen, a veteran, talks about how she works hard, hard to get her truck, to get her business going. She is applying for the American dream by putting her blood, sweat, and tears into her business. And so now she wants to sell her truck. She sees what's going on in this landscape. How people that do not even belong here are not only getting a hand up, they're getting lifted up to the penthouse. While she had to work hard and struggling. I try to present this kind of information to my Black Democrat trusting friends. And when they see stuff like this, and when other people present stuff like this, they have this visceral effect. A visceral effect that doesn't even address what the situation was. Look what Melvin wrote. I'll read the whole thing, and then I'm going to come back and make my response point by point. Let's look at this. Yes, she is much better than your candidate. Sam, you really need to stop referring to Black Americans when you start your commentary. I told you I love you and meant it on a different level. Bev asked me to be nice, and I was. This was before your dude was shot at. But since then, you have ratcheted up your attacks on your own people. Your seemingly self-hatred of your own people is sad knowing where you come from. I know this post is going to have some of your supporters' drawers crunched up, but I must remind them, I've known you're behind over 60 years. So now I'll just unfollow you until after the election. Oh yeah. Don't want to hear that mess about being afraid to debate you because you know better. Still got to love you, Mel. And he unfollowed me. So I reached out to him on Messenger twice. I know he got my message. And I tried to ask him to talk privately. Let's talk about my hatred of my people. What did I do to express hatred? Let's talk about anything you want to talk about. And I told him, if you will not respond, I'm going to respond publicly, but I would rather talk to you privately. I would rather leave that comment that he posted on my Facebook account up without any saying whatsoever. If he would have talked to me personally, I wouldn't have made this video. Because my whole desire is to reach people like Melvin, is to show people like Melvin, hopefully, another way. To hopefully show them something that he can't see or hasn't seen. But Melvin, just like a couple other cousins that I have and people that I've talked to or people that will post stuff but won't talk to me. They, you know, and it's not that I would be rude or insensitive or try to belittle them. I'm talking about having private conversations. You know, trying to talk to people man to man or man to woman or whatever the case may be. And allow them to express themselves, what they think they know about me or what they think where I'm at. And for me to do likewise. And I expressed it to Melvin. I said, or maybe to my, one of my cousins, I also said, because I spoke to I wrote a cousin that had a similar situation, not directly at me, but directed at some people that responded to what he said on my post. I would like to talk to you personally. I said, if we can't communicate with each other, the only one that benefits is the enemy. But he don't want to talk to me either. So here's my response to you, Melvin, which I doubt you will watch. But if somebody that knows you watches it, maybe they'll be honest enough to share my correct reply. So I'm going to read what he said, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. Melvin said, yes, she, the video of the food truck woman that I said triggered him, is much better than your candidate. There was nothing when I posted that video. It had nothing to do with Trump. It had to do with what's going on in the United States right now. He didn't even show sympathy. Oh, I guess this was sympathy for her. This is much better than your candidate. I just, in Melvin State, my former home state of California, they're trying to push through a bill right now in the state legislature to give free zero down payment, zero monthly payment homes to illegal aliens. I don't call them migrants. That's a word that the mass media and the propagandists want us to use so we won't call them what they are legally referred to in the law and what they are, illegal aliens. I've posted at least two, maybe three different topics, and I've seen another topic from a cousin that isn't brainwashed about that very same thing. I've even sent messengers to certain relatives of all the people, of all the sources of I was able to disseminate that information. Not one response. Not one response from a single Democrat, white, black, or polka dot. And I believe with my whole heart that the reason why I don't get a response from them is because the reason why I never get a response from anything that the Democrat Party is involved in that is either antithetical to God, demoralizing to human beings, wrong, illegal, or just flat out crazy. Because these people, they worship the God of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is their God. And you cannot say anything against the Democrat Party. Nothing. In the case of black people like Melvin, they worship two gods. They worship the lesser god of blackness and then the upper god of the Democrat Party. Because the Democrat Party always supersedes the god of blackness. You carry the god of blackness so far that you would even call Kamala Harris a black American when her roots are Asian and Jamaican, because that's what the God of blackness says. But at the same time, the God of the Democrat Party supersedes that. That's why Joe Biden could say all the vicious racial things he said. And unlike they try to blame Trump, I'll say it, or, you know, I'm not making stuff up. when he said he didn't want his kids growing up in a racial jungle, when he said that he had to learn about roaches and, you know, Obama was the first clean, articulate black man, you know, and, you know, anytime you go to a 7-Eleven, you have to have a slight Indian accent, all this stuff. And the number one, if you don't know the difference between him and Trump, you ain't black. Not a single black Democrat acknowledged any of that to me. Because that's going against the God of the Democrat Party. And he supersedes the God of blackness. So anyway, like I said, yes, she is much better than your candidate. It had nothing to do with Trump. So like I said, what they generally do is they'll attack Trump or they'll go to the ad hominem attack. In this case, Melvin went for both. First, the candidate. Sam, you really need to stop referring to black Americans when you start your commentary. Why? Why? I would ask him if he'd answer me. I'm trying to reach black Americans. I'm trying to reach black Americans like you, Melvin, that make up 12 to 13% of the population and have the overall majority of the abortions in this country. Black Americans like you, that these millions of illegal aliens are being planted into your communities, absorbing your tax dollars, taking away the education and the resources from your grandchildren, while the country that you work for and paying all your resources for is putting these folks up. And between the gang violence, between the mass abortions, and between these, you know, all this other stuff, they're systematically replacing people like you right under your nose. And I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to warn all black folks. Talking about, I'm talking about them. I love black folks. You know, if little Johnny's running out in the street because he wants to play out in the street, you're not going to say, oh, little Johnny, go ahead and have a good time. No, you're going to tell Johnny to get his butt out of the street before he get hit by a car. Loving black folks is telling them, and loving anybody is telling them the truth. I told you I love you and meant it on a different level. I don't know what that means. I think what it supposedly means is that, okay, you know, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord and God tells me I'm supposed to love everybody. So in spite of you and your weird thinking or your thinking like a white supremacist or whatever, I still love you. And I'm trying my best to demonstrate that love without going off. I think that's what he means. Okay? But love is a two-sided coin, Melvin. Love isn't just trying to tell people you feel good about them or you have some kind of pleasant thoughts that you want to bestow upon them. Love is also correction. If your children is out of line and you don't correct them, that ain't loving. Not that I'm calling you a child. I'm calling you a man just like me and any other black person. And if you love people of color, as you guys like to say, I don't. If you like black people and you see black people are being systematically genocide, products of genocide, products of just slow evaporation, from the originators of it, the Democrat Party, who were the originators of the Ku Klux Klan, Jim Crow, and slavery. If you don't speak out against it, that's not loving. Particularly if you see that there's people like you that refuse to say anything about anything. And you would grow, you have your children growing up with the same mentality. And their children growing up with the same mentality. And then you have the nerve to talk about people like me that will say, listen, that's wrong. Now, granted, I could be wrong about stuff. That's why you have conversations with people. That's why you'd be willing to exchange information. If you really love somebody, you will talk to them. You will examine evidence and you will present evidence for your argument. But people like you have that mentality of that straight Democrat line. You vote it no matter what. You don't think about nothing. You think emotionally or how the Democratic Party tells you to think. The only time where you can just think on the run is if some white policeman shoots a black person. Then they just let you go hog wild. That's their technique of letting you get the steam off the kettle. Let them burn down a few buildings. They always burn down their community anyway, which makes absolutely no sense. If you're going to burn something, why would you burn down your neighborhood? That's another story. Okay. Bev asked me to be nice, and I was. Beverly's my sister he's referring to. I want to get into their conversation because I don't even know what it was. This was before your dude was shot. But since then, you have ratcheted up your attacks on your own people. My dude, as you say, was the 45th president of the United States. My dude wasn't shot, shot at. He was shot in the ear. Would have killed him. But you're still accusing me of making attacks on my own people. If you mean attacks by me talking about the gatekeepers that work for the white liberal Democrats who are nothing more than plantation owners in a modern day invisible slavery. Yeah, I talk about them all the time. Absolutely. You know, what you can't see, Melvin, is that invisible chains are hard to break loose from. You can't even see your own chains. And they have blinders on because you refuse to even listen. I mean, that's power. That's demonic power. When you can get people to believe certain stuff so strongly that they won't even talk to people with opposing views. Will condemn them, but won't even talk to them. Hell, they don't have to do anything. You know, they talk about, well, black people, you know, the Democratic Party don't do nothing. And that brings me to this point. You know, for many years, the Democrat Party used to promise you all kinds of stuff. We're going to make better schools in the black community. We're going to get jobs for black people. We're going to do this and that. And they didn't do anything. You know what? I don't know who the heck this is. Anyway, dadgummit. Anyway, they were promising all this stuff. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing ever happens. Every 4 years, they ratchet it up again. But see, now they've changed. Now, instead of promising, they just go straight fear. Yeah, it might be bad now, but it was horrible. It'd be horrible if this guy gets enough. They got you guys' mind twisted so bad. They got you believing that Trump is going to be a dictator and forgetting the fact that he was president for 4 years. I just posted the other day that when Trump was leaving office, I paid $1.99 for gas a gallon. I wanted to remind people. But see, people like you will pay $5, $6 for gas, will pay $30 for KFC for an 8-piece meal, and then we'll turn around and try to blame somebody else for it. I had a cousin that posted something just as ridiculous. I asked the question, what did we get for the $1.2 trillion Build Back Better bill? You know what he said? He said Trump messed up the economy so bad during his term that it's going to take a long time to fix. And if he gets back in office, it'd even be worse. And then he didn't present any evidence. He didn't present any information to substantiate anything he said. And then when people caught him on the carpet for it, he got upset. That's what you guys do. You guys have been buffaloed and bamboozled so much that you say nonsensical things and then get upset if you get caught on the carpet. Because you listen to these lying media whores who I used to think told the truth when I was growing up, but they don't. And you don't realize right now, these folks don't live in the same world you live in. They can make up lies because they get paid for it and they don't have to live them lies as long as they got you living them. So, yeah, if you're talking about me talking about the gatekeepers, the media slumlords, the so-called entertainers that have a multi-million dollar lifestyle, and they'll sit over here and talk about how much they love black folks while they don't live in no black communities nowhere. Yeah, I talk about them. I'm going to keep talking about them. As long as God gives me breath, or people like you finally wake up. Let's see. Your seemingly self-hatred of your own people is sad, knowing where you come from. I know where I came from, Melvin. I never denied where I came from. I came from the same town you came from. I grew up with the same Democrat straight line cultural atmosphere that you did. I grew up as a non-thinking black person for many years. When I say non-thinking, politically, I didn't give it a second thought because it was just uniformly understood that if you're black, you vote Democrat. But unlike you, Melvin, who claims to be a Christian, one day I decided to give my whole heart and soul to the Lord. Or shall I say, I gave my heart to the Lord when I was a boy. But then I backslid for many years. But once I rededicated myself to God, I made a decision that if this was really the word of God, it would stand up to anything and everything. And I made a decision to submit myself to it. And I found a conflict, an immediate conflict between the things of the Bible and the things of the Democrat Party. Now, when I found that conflict, I had to reconcile the difference. It wasn't that I had to be a Republican, but I had to find out what was what. And the more I read the Bible, the more I seen the contradictions. This party at that time, was abortion. At that time, was for drugs. They weren't even talking about transgenderism. And maybe the homosexuality wasn't as prevalent in their thought process or in the communications that I was reading at the time. But I had to deal with what this party was advocating and my position with Christ. And unlike you, I'm not in love with any party. My dedication is to Christ. And once I decided to dedicate my life to him, anything or anyone that was standing against biblical principles, I had to stand against. Therefore, back in the 80s, I had to quit the Democrat Party. And once I started learning about the Democrat Party and their history, that they're the party of slavery, that they're the party of Jim Crow, that they're the party to push abortion right now, had been from whenever, that they're the party of Margaret Sanger that said people like you and me are human weeds. I wasn't going to make excuses for that. And I wasn't going to believe the lie of switching parties or switching places. Democrat Party lies all the time. They're lying right now saying that the border problem is Trump's. You know better than that. But it doesn't matter because you serve the Democrat Party. That's your God. And the Party of Blackness. So you can keep saying I hate my people all I want. I am going to be a light. The Bible tells me to be a light in darkness, whether you like it or not. I'm not going to sit over here and walk the wide road of destruction when I can see clearly the narrow path. I am not going to sit over there and try to align myself with the high priestess of death right now, Kamala Harris, or the high priest of death, your secondary or third, dairy god, Obama. None of these people, anybody that's going to put themselves above the God of the Bible, I have nothing to do with. And I will speak out against it. Let me see here. Self-hatred. Yeah, I hate people like that. I mean, I don't hate them on a personal level. I don't know these people. I hate the demons that they represent. I hate the demonic activity that they've saturated the Black community with. I hate the demonic activity that the Democrat Party has saturated this nation with, regardless of race, color, or creed. And I hate more than anything people like you, not you personally, and not them personally, but the fact that you people have been so twistedly brainwashed that you will only listen to the devil and his demons and his secondary gods and won't even consider the possibility that you could be deceived. Yet, man, you walk around with a Bible and ignore it. I know this post is going to have some of your supporters' drawers, talking about underwear, crunched up. But I must remind them, I've known you're behind over 60 years. So now, I'll just unfollow you until after the election. Oh yeah, don't want to hear that mess about being afraid to debate you because you know better. Still got love for you, male. Well, you're going to hear that mess. You've been hearing that mess. You said all this stuff, and then you ran and hide. That's why I call you another cowardly Black man. You wouldn't even talk to me privately. Just like the rest of your Black Democrat brethren that I've dealt with, instead of having a meaningful, open-ended, respectful conversation, I get attacked. Trump is the devil. You're a fool. I get attacked. Instead of talk to me, instead of look at evidence, you guys just attack. And as long as you can attack people and have them thinking of in that kind of childish mentality, the enemy wins. And Black folks stay in servitude while their numbers are steadily decreasing. While instead of our population rate growing, it goes down. Instead of our children being educated and moving to a higher level, you guys sit around there and let these people influence our children with drag queen story hour. And then you celebrate this woman who's bringing, what, Megan Thee Stallion and a bunch of women twerking in front of them? I mean, that's just as bad as Joe 4 years ago. Wait, what's her name? Carly, whatever the hell her name is, the WAP woman. You know what that mess meant. These people look at Black folks as animalistic, sex-driven creatures. Have you ever given a little thought during the pandemic that vital businesses were liquor stores, strip clubs, and weed pharmaceutical places? Have you ever given that any thought? If they can keep you anesthetized, they can keep you under their control. Now, I understand that you don't do any of that stuff anymore. I understand that you have been celebrating many years of sobriety. And I congratulate you on that. That doesn't stop your mind from being manipulated. That doesn't stop your mind from being castrated. Like I said, invisible chains are hard to break. But if you view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ, instead of viewing Jesus Christ through the lens of the world, you will start seeing what I see. If you love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you will start doing what I do. But if you submit to the God of blackness and the God above blackness, the Democrat Party, the God of the Bible will not accept position below them. And there's no way to reconcile the three. Either the God of the Bible comes first, which would remove all other gods. Or you're a product of those other gods who ultimately are nothing more than agents of the great deceiver himself, the devil. I hope you see this, Melvin. I hope you talk to me. We don't have to go this route. We can talk as friends. Sam Tolley, and I'm out.